Ready? Yeah. All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is 10:36 a.m. on Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. We'll call this meeting the Jefferson County Commissioners Court to order. And as always, we'll begin our meeting today with an invocation and a pledge of allegiance. Today, the invocation will be led by Commissioner Erickson, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Senegal.
If you would join me in prayer. Father, on this day, we thank you for another fantastic day in your creation. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We ask that the things we do and say today be pleasing in your sight. Lead us and guide us and forgive us where we might fail you. Father, we ask a special blessing on those who may be battling disease, illness, elderliness. Father, you take all of those people in your hands and heal them as you would. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Please join me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're going to go a little bit out of order today, and we're going to begin under Commissioner's Court on the last page of the agenda. Item I is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for the 80th annual YMBL South Texas State Fair. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Been moved. Oh, yeah. Before I get to that, I forgot something. I didn't have it on my agenda. We're going to have a time of public comment first. So if there's any individual that is present in the courtroom that wishes to comment on any item that's on the agenda today, you may approach the lectern. If you are attending remotely, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing none, we'll close this time of public comment, although we're going to have some public hearings a little bit later. Do I have a second on item I under County Commissioners? Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Alfred. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Could I have the representatives of the YMBL come up and I will read this proclamation. It's been signed by the members of the committee. Sir?
Just stay right here.
Yeah, right there is fine. It says, whereas the 80th annual YMBL South Texas State Fair is slated for March 21st through March 31st, 2024 in Ford Park, and whereas revenue from the fair is used by the YMBL to help fund and support various charitable groups, and in the past many years, the YMBL has been able to provide them millions of dollars. And whereas this is a once-in-a-year opportunity for Southeast Texans to enjoy world-class fun and entertainment fit for the entire family, and whereas the fair is the only project that actually brings in revenue for the YMBL to grow their ability to serve our area's various charitable groups, now therefore be it resolved that the Commissioners' Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim the days of March 21st through 31st, 2024 as YMBL South Texas State Fair Days in Jefferson County, and urge all citizens to partake of the fun. Signed by the members of the Commissioner's Court this day. And I will turn it over to you and let you introduce anyone you want. And since we'll be appearing on the television, make any announcements you wish to make.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioners. We're glad to be here. I think the past couple of years we haven't done this like we used to. I think COVID kind of put a stop to that for a couple of years ago, but that was something that I wanted to bring back. My name is Greg Wall. I'm this year's fair chairman, and with me is different members of the fair committee and rodeo committee. These guys, we're 2 days away. We're 2 days away from the starting the fair. We've been working all year long. We started working on this fair during last year's fair, and I think work has already started for next year's fair right now. It's something that it's an ongoing process. So we're 2 days away. I still have to talk with the local weathermen to make sure they know, they understand what their responsibilities are for us. But we're looking forward to a great fair. We're having Gator Country come back again. We're having Beaumont Community Players come out and do a couple of free performances for the crowd. We have a bigger and better rodeo and bull ride that's coming up. So, and like we said, all our fair is run by all volunteers. A lot of the guys take vacation just so they can be out at the fair all 11 days. A lot of commitment. We have a lot of experience on our fair committee. These gentlemen that you see here have many, many years of experience, and we know how to plan for it. We've planned, now the action phase is about to start. But anything that crops up, we know how to deal with it. So I feel very confident in being fair chairman because of these men, and there's a lot more that aren't here that are probably, maybe some of them are right now at the fairgrounds working and couldn't make it here. But all the money that we raise during the fair, a lot of that money goes back into the Golden Triangle area to charities. And we're proud to do that, and that's why we're committed to this, because what we do is come back to help needy people in the Golden Triangle area and beyond that Golden Triangle. So we hope to see everyone out here when it begins Thursday through the weekend. We have a lot of great events. There's going to be some great food, as always. There's a few new rides coming in this year. So we're excited to have everybody come out to the fair. Like I said, the rodeo, we're kind of expanding that. And I'm going to introduce our rodeo chairman, Donnie Warner, if you want to come in and introduce your guest and tell us about the rodeo and the bull ride coming up.
Thank you, Mr. Fair Chairman. Judge, Commissioners, it's our honor and pleasure to be here again, and we thank you for the opportunity. I'll make this short and sweet, but adding to this year's rodeo, we thought that we would do something for the court to bring a little beauty besides the expertise that we have. But we have representatives from Miss Rodeo Texas Association that is now part of our rodeo and bull ride that will be appearing nightly at our event. We hope to, and our president, Gerard Celestine, will be evaluating, and we hope to bring back our Rodeo Queens contest, which will help us to better promote Southeast Texas in years to come. So, ladies, if you would just stand in place so that the court could see. These ladies are not only beautiful, but they are horsemen, showmanship. They are intelligent beyond belief. We have one that is going to be a medical agricultural bioscientist. So it's not just that they are beautiful, they are smart, and they are the future of our country and our world. So it's great to have them part of us, and again, thank you. The rodeo is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of this weekend, and next weekend bull riding is Good Friday and Easter Saturday. So we hope that everybody will come out and support, and thank you.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Warren.
Thank you, Donnie. We have the ladies bull riding, and they will be riding real rodeo bulls. So some come out and check that out. That's going to be a sight. So we have a lot of fun. We hope to see everybody out there in a couple of days. Hope to see the commissioners.
Well, Commissioner Senegal and Erickson both told me they want to get in on the bull ride.
I'm in.
We can do it.
But let me say this.
That size.
No. These are full-blown rodeo bulls ready to buck.
If those ladies are riding bulls, they are not as intelligent as Donnie said.
But I want to say also, tomorrow, you say it kicks off Thursday, and as a former educator in Port Arthur, you need to talk about the event y'all do tomorrow.
Yes,
and
tomorrow.
A lot of people don't understand that those kids.
Thank you, Commissioner. Yes, tomorrow is the Harold Engstrom Youth Day Rodeo. This is where we will have rodeo performances for the special needs community in the area. Not just children, but there's some older people that come and enjoy this. And it's what's called slack. You only have so much time during a rodeo for these cowboys and cowgirls to perform. So for those that don't make the schedule, it's called slack. And a long time ago, it was just performed in front of an empty arena until Judge Engstrom, Harold Engstrom, had the idea to do this Kids Day Rodeo. And now it's done in rodeos all over the nation. So thank you for reminding me of that, Commissioner.
I appreciate doing that, too. I enjoy it more than the kids.
Yeah, so the kids love it. We pack them a lunch, and the cowboys and the bullfighters will come up and say hello to them. So it's a big day for them. They really enjoy having them there.
I have a special question for me. Mm-hmm. Is it felt hat or is it straw hat?
I think before Easter it's felt hat. Am I right?
That's what I was thinking.
Okay.
Okay. So that's right. Hat. Thank you.
And thank you to all the members of YMBL. We know that many of you sacrifice your vacations and a lot of additional time to put on this event for Southeast Texas, and we appreciate you.
And thank we you, appreciate y'all doing this a favor.
Yes,
I won't
sir.
Say what the favor is, but somebody's not here. Y'all have a good day.
Okay. Thank you, Judge.
Pass that you, word on
commissioners.
To
all right. Item H under Commissioner's Court is consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Red Cross Month. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second. Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. The ayes have it. And Ms. Warren, would you like to come up? Commissioner Erickson is going to read the...
Whereas during American Red Cross Month in March, we celebrate the humanitarian spirit of Jefferson County and reaffirm our commitment to help ensure no one faces a crisis alone. And whereas caring for one another is at the heart of our community and exemplified by the people of Jefferson County, whose simple acts of kindness through the Red Cross provide help and hope in people's most difficult moments. Continuing the life-saving legacy of Clara Barton, who founded the organization more than 140 years ago to prevent and alleviate human suffering. And whereas every day these ordinary individuals lend a helping hand to make an extraordinary difference for neighbors in need, whether it's providing emergency shelter, food and comfort for families displaced by home fires and other disasters, donating life-saving blood for cancer patients, accident victims, and people with sickle cell disease and other life-threatening conditions, supporting military members and veterans along with their families and caregivers through the unique challenges of service, using vital skills like first aid and CPR to help others survive medical emergencies, or delivering international humanitarian aid and reconnecting loved ones separated by crises around the world. And whereas their support, volunteerism, and generous donations are critical to our community's resilience, we hereby recognize this month of March in honor of all those who fulfill Clara Barton's noble words, "You must never think of anything except the need and how to meet it," and ask everyone to join in this commitment. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed by the Commissioner's Court that March 2024 is proclaimed Red Cross Month, and we encourage all citizens of Jefferson County to reach out and support our humanitarian mission.
Thank you. Warren.
Good morning, Judge. Natalie Warren, Executive Director for American Red Cross. This is Michael Chambers. He's our community volunteer leader. But I just want to thank you, Judge, and Commissioners for always supporting our organization and what we do out in the community. Jefferson County, we're here every day supporting those families in need, and I just want to say thank you to great partners like YMBL. We're partners with them as well, and just the support that they provide to us and that we provide to the community when the time and the need arises. So thank you.
Chambers, do you have anything to say?
No. Just like I say, it's a great organization that I've been a part of for over a year, and we have an outstanding executive director that really guides us and leads us. And is, you know, I'm volunteering is what I do, so I'm glad to be a part of Port Arthur and the city that where I live. But, just volunteering throughout the region.
I hadn't seen you at the gym lately. Where you been?
He just told me that he hadn't seen you.
But yeah, it's great. It's great.
Well, it's thank good you. To see y'all. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to move to items under purchasing. Item A is receive and file an agreement with ES&S for the rental of 10 poll place scanners and tabulators for the county clerk's office in the amount of $16,295 in accordance with the original contract executed on August 3rd of 2022. Item B is consider and approve execute receive and file an agreement with Manatron, Inc. Harris Recording Solutions All-Minim Recorder for extraction of records from the All-Minim Recorder database for the County Clerk's Office in the amount of $9,800. Item C is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file an auction of surplus property as authorized by Local Government Code Section 263.152A1 by Horns Auction, Inc., scheduled for Saturday, April 6, 2024 at 9 a.m. And item D is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file disposition of salvage property as authorized by Local Government Code Section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion?
No discussion, but did Sylvia pull some items off?
We're waiting to know if it's all or partial.
Yeah.
All?
Yeah.
We will do it.
Thank you.
All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, we have several items. Item A is consider and authorize the County Judge to execute sales contract for the purchase of the property located at 11514 Cunniff Road, Beaumont, as part of the Jefferson County's home buyout program with Hurricane Harvey grant funds through the Texas General Land Office. And then consider and authorize County Judge or the County Auditor to execute all other necessary documents for the closing of this property. Item B is consider and approve advanced funding request for American Rescue Plan Act approved project with City of China in the amount of $56,000. Item C is consider and approve advanced funding request for American Rescue Plan Act approved project with City of Nome in the amount of $60,200 for priority one project. Item D is consider and possibly approve and authorize County Judge and Sheriff to execute, receive, and file the CEO Law Enforcement Certifications and Assurances Form to enable Jefferson County to participate fully in the grant authority of the Office of the Governor's grant funding. And item E is regular county bills, check numbers 515-496 through 515-738. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor?
So moved.
Moved.
Second.
And seconded by Commissioner Senegal and Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, we have several items. First is item A, to conduct a public hearing regarding the establishment of the Flexport Petchem Reinvestment Zone pursuant to Section 312.401 et sec of the Texas Property Tax Code. Do we have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. So we will now open up a hearing for any input from any individual regarding the Flexport Petchem Reinvestment Zone. If you have a comment, you may come to the lectern. If you are appearing remotely, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. And this is going to apply to all three public hearings we're going to have here. Hearing no comment, we'll close this public hearing. Move on to item C, to conduct a public hearing regarding consideration for granting a property tax abatement agreement between Jefferson County and ETC Marketing Limited for construction of the new Petchem facility pursuant to Section 312.401 et sec of the Texas Property Tax Code. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. So we'll now open up a public hearing for consideration of granting a property tax abatement agreement between Jefferson County and ETC Marketing Limited. If you, again, you'll need to come to the lectern or press star 6 to unmute your line if attending remotely. Hearing none, we'll close this public hearing and we'll move on to item E, to conduct a public hearing regarding consideration for granting a property tax abatement between Jefferson County and ETC Marketing Limited for construction of the new Flexport facility within the Flexport Petchem Reinvestment Zone pursuant to Section 312.401 et sec of the Texas Property Tax Code. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. We'll now open up this hearing on the economic development agreement for the new Flexport facility within Flexport Petchem Reinvestment Zone. Again, you can come to the lectern or press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing no comments, we'll close this public hearing and we will move back up under County Commissioners. Item B is consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute, receive, and file an order to establish the Flexport Petchem Reinvestment Zone pursuant to Section 312.401 of the Texas Property Tax Code. Item D is to consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute a property tax abatement between Jefferson County and DCC Marketing Limited for construction of the new Petchem facility pursuant to 312.401 of the Texas Property Tax Code. Item F is to consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute a property tax agreement between Jefferson County and ETC Marketing Limited for the construction of the Flexport facility pursuant to Section 312.401 of the Texas Property Tax Code. Item G is to consider and possibly approve affiliation agreement between the Jefferson County Health Department and the Lamar University for educating nursing students. And item J is to consider and possibly renew the disaster declaration of March 11, 2024 regarding the drought and crawfish industry pursuant to Section 418.108B of the Texas Government Code. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And we have one item under County Treasurer to receive and file an investment schedule for February 2024, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioner Senegal and Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda. Is there any member of the court that wishes to bring anything to the attention of the public?
I'll bring one. I'm sorry. Which one?
Treasurer? Yes. Yes. We voted on that.
Yeah. Did you miss it?
I missed it. Okay. No, Mike and I second.
Both. Yeah. It was Senegal
and me
moved and Alford seconded.
Unanimous.
And I'll be sending the members of the Commissioners Court in consideration of the naming rights agreement that we entered into with Ford Park at Doggett. They have their suggestions, and I think I was sent an email either late last night or this morning, which I'll be forwarding to the members of the court for your consideration, and we'll likely have to have an agenda item to approve it for next week. Mr. Jackson.
Judge, I'll bring to the attention of the public. The fair is about to begin. As everyone knows, we have mass construction on the interstate and throughout. So be careful. It's very, 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 very important to be careful. I see the sheriff back then. I know her guys know it can be a daunting task with all the accidents that have been occurring in our community. So yeah,
slow down.
Can you enter on 124 and you enter the fair on 124?
Yeah.
Yes.
Go 124 to Major Drive.
Major Drive.
Come around.
Okay.
I don't know whether you can do that railroad crossing right there by the.
You can.
I should have asked.
You can. It's going to be open there, and there's going to be a parking area right to the adjacent that.
To the Ag Barn.
Yeah.
Got you.
Something I wanted to update everybody on our election results. I missed last week. We had close to 30,000. Oh, sorry about that. We had close to 30,000 voters, which was okay. We have another election coming up at the end of April for JCAD and Port Arthur ISD that we will be conducting. I know that's going to confuse many of our voters. That happens prior to the runoff for the primary for House District 21. So we need to make sure that, you know, we get the word out, help me with that, and just remind individuals to check their maps and their cards to make sure they're in that district if they want to vote for the runoff. Thank you.
I did have a question. In future years, on those positions on the appraisal board, are those going to be held at the same time as county and state offices on in future years, or are they still going to be segregated out as a separate election?
We are hoping that they're going to be combined, and okay. I think that's what the push is going to be.
That's something that the Texas Association of Counties, County right. Judges and Commissioners, and Clerk Association all need to move group. To make sure that we get that done so that y'all aren't having to do. Yeah.
Get in touch with your association, and now's the time for them to start putting that forward because of the interim coming up.
Okay, so we have another closed session beginning at 11 a.m. And so if there's nothing further, we are adjourned. And if you could empty the courtroom as quickly as possible, we'd appreciate it. Thank you all so much for being here.